Herbert Claiborne Claypell IV is a scion of a storied Rhode Island political family. He's the grandson of U.S. Senator Claiborne Pell, a quirky, even eccentric politician who nonetheless never lost an election in six terms, despite facing the toughest opponents our small state could muster. The elder Pell came from nowhere. He'd never been elected to any office. In 1960, to win the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate over two former Rhode Island governors, Dennis J. Roberts and J. Howard McGrath. Now his 32-year-old grandson, Clay Pell, is seriously considering a run for governor. As was the case with his grandfather, Pell's a newcomer with no experience in Rhode Island government or politics. Yet he has an impressive resume for a young man. Service as a military officer, a stint in the Obama White House, and a job at the Department of Education. As is the case with the two other putative Democrats in the campaign so far, Providence Mayor Angel Taveras and State General Treasurer Gina Raimondo, Pell holds a degree from Harvard. Taveras likes to boast of his Latino immigrant up by the bootstrap background by saying he went from the Head Start program for poor children to Harvard. Pell had a different Head Start. He's a son of wealth, WASP privilege, and summers in Newport. He hasn't made a decision yet, insists confidants who have met with him privately. But if he decided to go, raising the money he would need, about $2 million or so, would be easier than it has been for Taveras, who lags significantly behind Raimondo, a daughter of middle-class Rhode Island, who worked in the venture capital business and has cultivated money connections from banking, hedge funds, and national sources who admire her state pension overhaul effort. Rhode Island political hands who have met with Pell come away impressed. Governor Lincoln Chafee cites Pell's resume and says he is a thoughtful, smart person who's dedicated to public service. Chafee also said that the political landscape may be favorable in a way that echoes his grandfather's 1960 quest, an outsider running for an open seat where there'll be no incumbent. The downside, says Chafee, is the obvious lack of experience in Rhode Island and no record of showing that he can deal with the monster that is state government. Claiborne Pell ran in a primary against two aging Democratic pals who had been bruised and bloodied by the intense battles of our small state's political wars. Clay Pell would face two young politicians in Taveras and Raimondo who are well-regarded, according to public opinion polls, and both are in their early 40s. Others who have met with Pell say his political views are in line with his grandfather's liberalism, which could also be an asset in a primary where Raimondo is viewed by some Democrats from the progressive and organized labor side of the party as too conservative. Some of those same liberal activists are less keen on Taveras after his recent purge from his inner circle of young activists Matt Jurcik and Ariane Lynch. So why would Pell and his wife, Olympic skating star Michelle Kwan, leave the Obama administration and the bright political lights of the nation's capital to move to Providence if they were not going to run? At just 32, Pell is very young by the standards of winning a campaign for a governorship in New England. Yet it isn't without precedent. In the 1960s, Philip Hoff became a very successful Vermont governor who was only a few years older than Pell when elected. Pell and his coterie know he can't wait much longer to make up his mind. 2014 will be here in a month or so. The state's political chattering class is watching and waiting, especially Mayor Taveras and Treasurer Raimondo. As the Chinese fortune cookie says, may you live in interesting times.